That we've just played is one that is very popular in South Africa, known by so many people, even those that might not know who the person behind the song is. Certainly, it's a song that many South Africans recognize.
Yes. Yeah, I think that song, I mean it's homage to the area that I grew up in, which was Athlone, and the code was 7764. And when I wrote that song, I had no idea like where it would take me, or even just to see the type of impact that it had, not only on my career but just like personally. I think to see so many people kind of sing back lyrics about, the area that you grew up in, an area that a lot of people haven't, some of my high school friends had never even been to. So I think it's just been such a cool journey, even up till now, to see just how far that song has gone.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
absolutely incredible. And just a context for our listeners, of course, 7764 is the name of the song, Athlone, postal
Yeah.
code. Jimmy, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, of course, you have had the opportunity of being in this work, not for too long, but for some time now. You started off quite young at 22.
Yeah, well, actually at 20 years old,
Okay.
and it's been such a crazy journey. I think I feel very privileged to be doing something in the arts. I think I remember growing up, and anybody who wants to go into anything that isn't a BCom or that isn't a doctor or any you have to prove yourself. You have to explain yourself. Everyone's asking you, what is your backup plan? And so I think when I did get the opportunity to really take my music to another level, it was such a breakthrough for me. Just, I think also just representing other musicians and people from my area and people from Cape Town, and being able to still do this so many years later, and to continue to do what I love. I mean, it's one of the greatest gifts in this world, and it's something that I'll never take for granted.
Jimmy, what drew you to music? So why music?
So I mean, I grew up, myself and my sister, we grew up heavily in the church. I feel like every musician's like, there's always something connected to church, but like I grew up in the church, and my dad being a pastor, and we were very like heavy in the community. I sang the praise and worship team. I played piano for the team. I taught music, and so music was always all around me. I think also growing up in a space like Athlone, I think music is a very big part of just celebration and culture and things. I mean, I guess all over the world, but I think for us, singing at every family function was a very standard practice. It's like, once you've eaten your supper, come, you must come and sing now for the aunties and the uncles, So I grew up around music, and it's always been such a huge passion of mine. And I started writing music and things when I was like in high school, and dabbling in music production. And fast forward to my second year in varsity, one of my songs, Elephant Shoes, blew up, and I started getting calls from record labels and things. And thank God I was able then to really sign a record deal and kind of just, emerge onto the scene.
I'm thinking about just the history that you've shared with us, growing up in church, growing up, in the praise and worship team, probably at some
Yeah.
point leading some of the songs
You
and
know
having to having to go
it.
home and that being
Yeah.
the setup. And one of the things that is often undermined about that process is the amount of confidence that it builds in you as an individual. But
Whew.
also the opportunity to practice that gift, right? And
Yeah.
so even when you have the opportunity of a bigger stage, a bigger platform, you're so much better prepared to handle it.
Listen, you have no idea. Like, I mean, my dad, he used to just start singing songs, and the whole church just follows him. And then I'm like, I've never even heard some of these songs before, and you must just figure it out. You know, there's no time to like learn something. You must just figure it out right then and there on the spot. And it's something I used to get so upset about when I was younger, but it made me a better artist and it made me a better musician. So yeah, I totally relate to all of that.
Any particular a song that you used to like? And every time they said, Jimmy, start a song for us.
Look, I'm not going to lie.
Especially always... during conference, you know, when you know you yes. must really show up to the party.
No, there's different levels, you know, like it's different times. But I mean, it would either be a hymn or, you know, sometimes you'll do like a, we bless your name, almighty God, we bow before you. Or we do a great is thy faithfulness. I mean, there was a long list, you know, just about knowing when to play them.
I feel like I should give you more time. Give us another which hymn in particular? You know, this time maybe make it three verses.
Oh man, it's you know, I always, when I think of church, you know, it always went beyond my relationship with God for me. It was always, church for me was also a culture. You know, there's a culture linked to it, and I think. As I've gotten older and I've, you know, formed my own beliefs and just become an adult, like, I will always remember the culture of, you know, specifically church in where I grew up, I think is also quite a specific thing. I mean, I'm growing up, my Afrikaans wasn't that great, but you better believe I knew all the Afrikaans songs because we, you know, that was just part of the culture.
That's so beautiful, Jimmy. And I want to talk about the music that you do now, because
yeah.
you've worked with such a wide frame of artists. And
yes.
When you think about your sound, would yeah. you categorize yourself as being under any particular genre of music?
I think if you had to put it down, I always kind of say pop R&B, you know, but I think that for those who really know me, and my music, I think if you've been to my shows, you know, I dabble in everything from jazz to alternative to soul. And for me, that's also what I grew up in. I mean, Judas Sepulma's album was like, you know, that was a staple in my home growing up. Jazzathons was like something we attended on a regular basis. And so all of these things have kind of influenced my sound. And I think a lot of artists today don't really kind of stick to one genre. I think we do live in a time where a lot of genres overlap. But I think for me, I consider myself a quirky writer. You know, lyrics are very important for me. And I've had so many labels, producers tell me, lyrics aren't that important. You know, it's about this, get the right beat. And, you know, I think a lot of those things can be true. But for me as an artist, like lyrics have always been, that's my therapy, you know, like that goes way beyond my music. That's also my passion and my first love. Mm. And so even in a song like 7764, there's so many Easter eggs and there's so many references. And in a lot of my music, it's about getting people to like do their own research, man. Like you don't have to take everything that you hear just as is. You know, you can go and research the lyrics. I mean, that's what I used to do growing up. And I loved it. I love getting to understand deeper layers of songs. And I think even with some of the new music that I'm working on now, it's a lot of that kind of grassroots layering of lyrics and understanding and poetry, I think.
I think that quirkiness can often be difficult to translate into music, and yet
yes.
it's something that you seem to do just so naturally.
thank you. I mean, it definitely, I think I had to accept that this is also the kind of writing that I excel in, because I think, again, over the years, you know, there's a lot of things that work and some that don't work. And, you know, some people like these songs and some people don't like these songs. And I think over the years, you have to like drown out the noise and really just commit to something that makes you feel fulfilled and something that, you know, will allow you to be able to articulate your feelings and what you what your message is and what you want to say. And so over the years I've had to accept that this is the kind of writer that I am. And I think it's that's my edge, you know, that's what I bring to the party. And I love it now. I think it's been so great to actually just hone in on all of that again.
Fantastic. We're going to continue the conversation with Jimmy Nevis. He is our Friday wind down guest. I want him to tell us about the conversation now that he had to have with the parents. You heard. So growing up in very strong, traditional household pastor, and he's doing music and it's not gospel music. We have to know how that conversation went down. We'll continue the conversation after this. What would the Friday wind down be without music? Jimmy Nevis, our guest for today. Of course, that was Feel the Love featuring Mikasa. Jimmy, tell me about the conversation that I'm assuming at some point you had to have with your parents about the fact that the route of music you were going to follow was not necessarily going to be gospel music.
You know, I think thankfully I've always had quite supportive parents, and even in times when they didn't fully understand the vision, I think they always trusted me to make the right decisions. There was definitely a time, I think, I guess also with my parents being leaders in the community, also maybe like some people in the congregation who weren't always happy, especially if I was still put like, you know, doing shows like in clubs, and then I'm singing in the worship team, and you know, and I think it's such an interesting conversation because, I think at the end of the day, for me, this is my gift, and I do believe that it comes from God, and it comes from the universe, and it's something that I want to give back, you know, and so. Yeah, over the years, I think, especially as I've gotten older, it's been amazing to not feel the need to prove anything as much or ask permission in any way or form. But, you know, I think understanding that this is my calling and it's my gift, and that it's bigger than my parents, you know, and it's bigger than certain things and elements and spaces that I grew up in, and that understanding that growing up, there's many things that have formed my music, and I've seen the way that my music has been able to touch people in a very different way that my parents have in the community, and so, you know, I at the end of the day, I look back and I'm proud, you know, I'm proud to be able to do something, and this is my own version of spreading I don't want to say the gospel, but spreading self-love, spreading positivity, an unapologetic love for your roots and your culture, and I think especially in a time when I think we really needed that, you know, I think very naturally I obviously represent the colored community in Cape Town, and I think it's just been cool to see so many of my friends, so many people around me become so unapologetic about where they're from and how they speak, and you know, all these things that we did to try and conform when we were younger, without even batting an eye, you know, has kind of come to the fore. And it happens across many cultures, but I'm just speaking on behalf of my own experience, that it's been great to be part of that, and use my music as a vehicle to help inspire people to be proud of everything that you are as is, you know.
One of the things that can often come out of somebody who grew up in a space like you did is that there can be a lot of judgment around the decisions that you are making in terms of what you believe your career should be. How
Yes.
did you ensure that you did not carry that judgment as something that should influence your decisions, but that you were able to almost have your own independent thoughts and do away with that judgment. You know what, Jimmy, I'm looking at the time. Let me do this. I'll give you a chance to answer that question on the other side of the 11:30 news headlines. Then we go to the news desk. Dineo Motawung is standing by. We're in conversation with Jimmy Nevis, who is our Friday wind down guest. And Jimmy, I just want to pick up on that question that I was asking you before the news, and not making sure that that judgment then taints how you see yourself and even your ability to be able to produce music that will be and is a gift to so many people.
No, I feel like you're asking all the hard questions this morning, like the best questions. I feel like I'm in a therapy session. It's so good. It's so good. You know, I think a lot of people's judgment come from a space of fear or a fear of the unknown. And I think, just in my own experiences growing up, I think you realize that people's judgments are more of a reflection of themselves. And it's not something to hold on to. And so it's a constant process of letting go. I have to remind myself all the time, especially when, you know, I'm releasing new albums and new music, because I try not to do the same thing, but I'm always returning to myself in some way or form. I'm always revisiting different parts of me as I'm getting older, and it influences my music. And even now with this new project that I'm working on, I'm revisiting things that I think may come with a lot of judgment. But I've had to remind myself again that is not something to hold on to, and that is not my responsibility. It's actually none of my business what people think of me in that way. But rather to stay focused on my mission and my goals and my gifting and my message. And to take the conversation further, essentially.
I love that. And you are also somebody who is so firm in terms of not just your beliefs, but so firm about how you view your heritage and being proud of that heritage. Tell us about how that's influencing your new project.
Well, I think, for starters, I'll tell you, I wasn't always proud of my heritage. I think I grew up in a space where going to certain schools, I was seen as like, you know, very colored. And then I'd come home to Athlone and I was being called white. And I think this was just in terms of that identity crisis, which I think a lot of South Africans can actually relate to, is something that made me look at my heritage as something that I didn't understand growing up. And so I found myself like not inviting people to where I lived, or not fully showcasing who I was, changing my accent in little spaces, like, you know. And I think, again, it's something that I think a lot of, especially people of color, can relate to. And I think growing up, I felt this new appreciation for my identity, and just for, you know, even like my grandparents and my neighbors and my community and people that I grew up with and my friends, and, you know, just feeling so proud of it. And I felt this responsibility to take it forward. And it happened in such a natural way. And I think even now, it comes out in smaller ways, whether it be dialect or linguistics, language, even just being able to, you know, through visuals, taking certain visuals that I've had and making it, bringing in people that look like me, and having that representation be a focal part of, like, the way I do my business, you know. And so it's an interesting thing, because I think that being proud of your heritage doesn't exist in just one space. I think it is something that starts to live in many spheres of your life. And I think I'm not trying to force anything ever, but I am enjoying the way that it has touched base in some of my new projects that I'm working on. And on this new album that I'm working on, the opening line is a huge tribute, I think, to my community, and it just sets the tone for just, I think, getting people who know me and people who don't know me to just, I think, understand my identity in this project, in the music.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. We're in conversation with Jimmy Nevis. In fact, I want to just read some of the messages and voice notes that you've been sending through for him this morning. Of course, you can also get in touch with us on the phone line, 086-000-2032. That's the number to dial this morning, 086-000-2032. I'll also take your WhatsApp voice notes and messages on 0614-104-107. That's 0614-104-107. I've got a message here. Kathy, thanks for bringing my favorite artist. Please play me the song "I'm in Love with You." Somebody else says, Kathy, thank you for profiling my homeboy. You're loving the interview from Cape Town, and says, I can't wait one day when you also interview youngster CPT. I want to play some of the voice notes that have also come through for you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
good morning, Oscar T, and good morning to Jimmy. I used to listen to Jimmy when I was in Cape Town. There's a station there, a radio station there in Cape Town. Wow, they love him, and I fell in love with him. Whoa, what a gentleman, what a gentleman, Oscar T, Fred the truck driver.
Hi, Kathy, the team, and the listeners of SAFM, and most importantly, Jimmy Nevis. Kathy, that guy writes beautiful music. And I got introduced to him by my ex when I was still staying in Western Cape. And I was a bit skeptical listening to his music and I listened to his album. And I came across a catalog of songs, and my favorite one is Everybody Needs Love. This guy wrote a beautiful song there. Yo, and then you listen to Millennium, like, you hear the efforts that went into writing the song, the melody.
Wow.
And everything that went into that song is just amazing. Jimmy Nevis, you are the best, bro. You are one of our best artists in SA, and I take off my hat for you and your team or your crew that assist you, you know, in doing your music.
Wow.
Keep it up, brother. All the best on your future endeavors. Thanks, Kefi.
Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Thank you so much for those WhatsApp voice notes that you're sending through. Of course, we'll take more. I'll also take some of your calls. Freddie was too shy. I think he was probably talking about KFM. I went to a concert once, Jimmy. You were performing there. And I must say, you know, when I looked at the front row, you had a mix of teens and aunties and tannies that were ready to hand over their lives. they were ready to risk it all, Jimmy, in your name.
I think it's one of the things that, again, also just I'm so appreciative of, is that my audience is such a wide range, you know, and it's cool. It's something that I think even in meetings, people used to be like, that's too big of a pool, you need to be more specific, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's been one of my strengths, you know. I really enjoy being able, there's something really special and heartfelt in seeing like a seven-year-old sing your songs. And then at the same time, looking to the left and seeing like somebody in their 70s just like dancing, you know. I have a big love for Kate. And those voice notes were so cool, man. It's to the last guy, you know, because there was a lot of effort put into that song that he spoke about. And, you know, I think as artists, you know, I'm a very detailed person when it comes to my music. And so it just warms my heart because I'm so meticulous about a lot of things. And Millennium was one of my jams when I wrote that track. And Everybody Needs Love as well. So shout out to that guy and to everyone who's been sending me voice notes. I appreciate that.
All right, fantastic. We'll continue the conversation with Jimmy Nevis. Jimmy Nevis is our guest for the Friday Wind Down today. Let me head over to Polokwane. Soli, good morning.
KJ, I hope you're well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man, Jimmy, what's up? You know, it's KJ Motel. I used to work in Katoon. It's a small little town in the Northern Cape. And I was managing there, and then I had to book an artist, and I had a song. I think it was after Jimmy was nominated for an award, just after the song, and then I had to book him and fly him over to Upington, and then get into like a little kumbi. So the moral of the story is, if you want to book an artist who's chill and who's like himself and who's like cool with people and stuff, you know, I've had to like book other artists after that, and maybe even before, I can't remember, and other like celebrities and personalities and stuff. But Jimmy was so cool, man. He was like such a cool dude, and like guy you can like meet in the street and like talk to him. He's that kind of a celebrity. That was very surprising. Well, not so much surprising, but it was surprising, because, you know, especially when you're at the top of your game.
Yeah.
And to kind of like engage with people like that. That was very nice. I don't know if you remember, but that was very, very surprising.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it was nice to meet him. And, yeah, his music is just something. You know, for like over time, I've kind of like, in my own head, sort of like compared with Soweto something, and I've created like a competition between the two of them, because they're like my favorite at the moment and stuff like that.
Oh wow, I love it.
Yeah, because in my own head, I always like, so what is Soweto something doing, and what, because it's like you can compare the two, you know, that they're so cool. Yeah, I really like Jimmy.
And Soli, I'm assuming that he delivered on the night of the event.
Listen, people came to my office the following day, like, how did you get him? Like you know, there's some people, they just think, you know, like, oh, you'll never get that kind of guy. And I was like, how did you get him? Or, you must get him back, and stuff like that. Oh, by the way, the funny thing about it, I don't know if you know Jimmy's real... Okay, I am so grateful that artists can go with, like, names that they have, you know, like Jimmy Nevis. Do you know Jimmy Nevis' real name? You will laugh.
Jimmy Nevis is not his real name. It's a stage name.
Yeah, I know that.
Hi,
Jimmy. When I found Jimmy Nevis' real name, I was, like, freaking out, because I had to book him in
You had to book his flights.
That's hilarious.
You needed to get a copy of his original ID.
It is exposing me.
Jimmy Nevis.
Jimmy Nevis. I was like laughing.
Soli, I'm going to ask you to hold on so that you can tell us if he's telling the truth or not.
Okay,
Jimmy,
okay.
This whole morning you've been speaking about being real, being rooted. So now is the moment of truth. This is the moment of truth, Jimmy. What is on your ID? We don't want any exclusions, please. You know, because some people want to leave out middle, and, you know, they go for what they think is appropriate. We want the full ID disclosure.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay, so my full name, and I'm... this is it. It's Matthew Peter Leroux.
Matthew Peter Leroux. Ah, it's such a beautiful name.
So
why did you decide to ditch Matt? And can you see how much hope your parents had in you, Matthew Peter Leroux?
This is what I'm saying. It's biblical twice, not only one time, but two times. So I'm literally like, I think for me, growing up like in such a Christian space. I think, and generally me as well, like, I'm a very laid back person, and, where like Jimmy felt more like, I don't want to say an alter ego, but it did allow me to do things that I think isn't normally in my nature, you know, like when I'm on stage and when I'm writing, it is a bit more, you know, you kind of step into a space, you know, the same way that everybody does when they go to work. I just created a fake identity about it, but I mean, yeah.
No, I understand, because if you couldn't succeed on the Matthew, there was still the Peter that you needed to to come and live up to. So I completely understand why Jimmy was the best option in this instance. Solly, thank you for that call, and also for exposing him. Otherwise, we would never have known Matthew Peter Leroux. Lovely call. Thanks for that, Peter. Yeah, and I suppose, Jimmy, in many ways, because we've been speaking about this just as a theme around identity and being able to carve out your own path, when you then take on this name of Jimmy Nevis, is an opportunity for you to really be whoever you hope or want to be. Where did the name come from? You know, what was it? So, were you watching a movie? Was it a poem? Especially the Nevis part, because Nevis sounds like a proper surname, but now that it's not, I'm asking lots of questions.
Oh man, the foolery. You know, I think the Nevis, so I started the Nevis thing in high school. I was very quiet, like in high school initially, very shy. And I used to write out Nevis. I think I saw it somewhere and I just liked it. And then as years went by, I always liked the name Nevis. And actually, when I started varsity, just as a fun thing, which sounds a bit, you know, pathological now, but I used to introduce myself to people and be like, oh yeah, I'm Nevis. And some people would call me that.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Jimmy. Listen, we had a birthday party last night with a friend. He was feeling down and we played Feel Something. And it changed the whole day. The song just starts flat and then it just gets better and better and better and better. So well done, Jimmy.
Thanks for that WhatsApp voice note. Jimmy, you're back on the line now.
Yes, I don't know what happened there.
No problem. And of course, we played In Love With You there. That was requested by one of our listeners a little earlier on. Wendy in KZN says, I love this man's music. I'm so happy he's still here. I was very worried during COVID-19. Thank you, SAFM. So we're getting ready then to wrap up the conversation, Jimmy, and it would really be good to hear from you in terms of just the work that you're currently doing, and also where people can expect to see you, how people can reach out to you in terms of keeping up with your schedule.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this year has just been such a great year in terms of getting back in the swing of things and the industry is picking up. I think all of us, you know, have had our own experiences through COVID, and it's just cool that, you know, people are coming out to shows, promoters and, you know, festivals are back on. I'm going to be doing a couple of shows over the December holidays, but my main stuff that I'm working on is for early next year. I have a new album that I've just finished. It's been mixed and mastered, and I can't wait for people to get it. It's very quirky, but it's also just such a... I spent a lot of time crafting this and trying to make it as special and as in the moment as I can. And then also, you know, I've partnered up with Vumatel on the incredible My Community Connects platform, which is really just about encouraging people who are serious about taking their brands to the next level, encouraging them to get in touch so that Vuma can assist them in taking things further. And it's just been so cool. I think, you know, community is such a big part of my brand, and it's something that I will always put time aside for. And I think to do it in this way with a company who is so passionate about creating connectivity for young entrepreneurs and creators and innovators and helping people just take their brand to the next level, I think it's cool to be a part of that.
Jimmy, what more do you still hope to accomplish in your career. So if you think about whether it's your list of goals, of priorities, what still lies ahead? And I say this being mindful of the fact that you've still got a lot more mileage in you.
Yeah. you know, I think with this new album, it's been such a beautiful process putting it together. And you know, when you're so committed to something, you want to give it your all in every sense. And I think because this album puts my creativity at the forefront, I really want to be able to bring the creativity to the rollout and to finding better ways to engage with my fans and with people and taking, I'm trying to get more personal, I think, as I'm getting older. And I think with this a goal of mine, I think, would really to give it my all, I think, for this next project, when it comes to just unpacking the music, whether it be through visuals or through activations.
Mm.
You know, I think sometimes in the past it's been it gets really busy, you know, and you're doing one thing to the next, and sometimes you don't get to fully unpack certain tracks and certain things, or you're just moving on to the next and the next, especially the way we consume music nowadays. Everything happens so fast, you know. So I'd like to be able to spend more time unpacking this music with people who are interested in that, and really getting down to the creativity and the lyrics again. You know, I want to bring things back to the lyrics and to the heart of music, and so that's really one of my goals. I'm also I'm writing with Dark Child, which has been a dream of mine. I've loved Dark Child as a producer. And I was able to sell a song to him at the beginning of the year. And it's just been such an incredible journey. I hope to do more songwriting and behind the scenes kind of work. And then also, I think a big part, you know, I'm busy working on a documentary about the Laksharama Theatre with a team here in Cape Town. And that's all about heritage. And it's again, I think there's so much untold history. And I look forward to, we start shooting a lot of that next month. And I can't wait for people to kind of just see this and to share stories and add credibility to stories that have been passed down from generations. And to really just retell a very important part of Cape Town history.
Oh, that's fantastic, Jimmy. And any chances of you dabbling and moonlighting for the praise and worship team every once in a while? You know, I don't know if you want to give your dad's church a shout out or
wrap up
the interview.
No, I'll give a shout out to Athlone and my community, because I feel like it's not just about one church over there. I think, you know, growing up, you get to know different people from different churches and stuff. And even though nowadays I do have my own set of beliefs and I am living my own life and I haven't really been active on that front in a long time, but I will forever be grateful and hold that part dear to me, because it instilled a lot of incredible skills and knowledge and love. And so shout out to everybody on that side, everybody who knows me.
Look at you, keeping it old school. Jimmy, it's been such a pleasure being in conversation with you. Thank you so much for making time for us here on The Talking Point and for being our guest for the Friday Wind Down. We wish you all of the best on your journey ahead.